Country Z100.
New Country Z100. Hey, good morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show with something really special for aspiring singer-songwriters. Are you someone who would love to get a break in Nashville, Tennessee? Maybe you are listening today and you know somebody who is super talented and just needs that one song to hit. We've got an auction package coming up for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital that involves someone going on a bus ride from Nashville to Memphis and back, 9 hours total, with a hit singer-songwriter. He's on the phone with me right now. His name is Bobby Tomberlin. Bobby has written a ton of songs from everybody like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Barbara Streisand, Diamond Rio, One More Day. One of the big songs right there. Bobby's on the phone line with me this morning. And, sir, I tell you what, you've got quite a list right there of hit songs.
Well, I've been really blessed. I've had some special moments and been really lucky, very blessed. But I've just loved music from the beginning. I can't remember a time when it wasn't just the center of my being. So
I'm looking here at a song like One More Day by Diamond Rio and, songs by Daryl Worley, Rodney Atkins, Kenny Rogers. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Oak Ridge Boys. Who am I missing out here on, Bobby?
Well, it's so funny. I'm a songwriter on staff for Curb Records Publishing, and they always laugh at me, and they're like, we've never seen a writer other than maybe Bill Anderson that's had Blake Shelton to Barbara Streisand to Little Jimmy Dickens.
And wow.
It is kind of crazy. I really am all over the map. I mean, my heart, I grew up, in Hank Williams country. He was born and raised about 30 miles from where I'm from. So I knew his family and the band members. And that was my inspiration. But I just started writing at an early age. And I love great music. So I've never been pigeonholed. Now, when I sing and do shows, I'm definitely country. But when I write, I like to mix it up, I've got a Dylan Scott just recorded a song, and then at the same time, Dolly.
Bobby, what do you think are like your top three ingredients? If writing a song, if it was a recipe to it, what'd be the top three ingredients to have in a hit song?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, number one, make sure you're writing about something you know from the heart. Try to write what you know, or at least observe. Maybe you don't have to have your heart ripped, but someone who does. I also say write, in a conversation manner, very, very conversational. I try to write exactly what people would say instead of getting too above their head. I always say keep it simple. When I first started out, I was trying to be, everybody I think tries to be McCartney and Lennon, and they think they can when they start. And try to just insert so many chords, but I'm learning, man, just keep it simple. I mean, if you sat down with a guitar or on a keyboard and played most of the hits, I think people would be surprised how simple the melodies are and the chords.
I think what's neat, there's an opportunity coming up for someone listening to New Country Z100, and I know we've got a ton of people who would like to make it in Nashville, and this bus tour that we're going to auction off for St. Jude. Now, Bobby, are you going to be on this bus doing this songwriting session?
I am going to be on this bus, and I'm going to be mentoring and watching over and helping. And I'm going to tell you something. If there were something like this when I started out, I would have just been in total disbelief, because when I started out, you couldn't hang with songwriters. You couldn't, they didn't have songwriting seminars and workshops. And this is going to be even better than that, better than being in like a classroom. This is going to be on a bus, a tour bus, the kind of bus that goes out on Hank Williams Jr. tours or Brad Paisley or Kenny Chesney tours. And, you're going to not only be involved in this songwriting mentorship, you're also going to kind of experience what it's like to be on a tour bus, like the Stars tour on. And it's just going to be great. It's going to be like a 9-hour excursion from Nashville to Memphis and back. And people will be writing, and I'm going to be, kind of helping out and overlooking and giving suggestions. And it's going to be laid back. It's not going to be intense. Don't be afraid. Don't think, oh, gosh, I don't know that I could throw a line out there. I'm the most laid back guy. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
For you who are listening to our interview this morning, maybe you know somebody who is like, man, if they just had that break. Bobby, can you remember a time maybe in Nashville where you had like a break? That had to be a great feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you about my break. Mel Tillis, the great Country Music Hall of Fame legend, he's the one that actually brought me to town, and I'd been working hard, you know, doing side jobs. But my main job actually was in radio, which I loved. But anyway, he heard some songs that I wrote with this guy that was struggling too, and he gave me my break, went in the studio and recorded them, and then, you know, and then that led to, you know, so many songs. You know, my biggest copyright's a song called One More Day, Diamond Rio, you know, recorded, and I think you in that. But I just had a song on Barbra Streisand and Willie Nelson, which is kind of bizarre, a duet between them. And it all started, though, with just, you know, pen and paper. Now, I guess, computer. But just, you know, I wrote some bad songs. I mean, you know, people think you're just born with this. It's like a miracle in the first song you write. It's just going to be, you know, just crazy good. But it's all about learning, like anything, man. The more you do it, but this is going to be a chance to really get on track with it. And there's going to be a lot of shortcuts that you'll learn. But it took me a long time to learn these shortcuts, but you can learn them on a bus ride to Memphis and back. How crazy is that? Where was gig tours when I started? No, it is going to be fun. You're going to have your own custom laminate. We're going to eat on Bill Street, for goodness sake. We're going to have all kinds of snacks, and this song's going to end up getting published. Whatever is written will be published, and there's actually going to be a recording, what we call a demo, a demonstration recording to pitch. So, hey, if the song's really good, well, the guy with gig tours, Donnie, man, he knows everybody. So he'll pitch that song, and it's going to be, like I said, it's a one-of-a-kind experience. No smoke blowing here. I'm telling you, it's the real deal.
Bobby Tomberlin is my guest this morning. And if you would like to place a bid on this auction package with gig tours here out of Nashville, Tennessee, just check it out online. It's the Singer Songwriting Session. And you can find out more at Z100FM.com. It'll be up on our new country Z100 Facebook page as well. This is for one person to ride this bus, write a hit song. Who knows what kind of hit it'll be. And then have a demo published, all that good stuff. Find out more and help out St. Jude at the same time at Z100FM.com. New Country Z100.